Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Bill Brandt back on the show. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, almost 10 years as a great member of our Brain Trust, the President and Chief Executive Officer of Development Specialists Incorporated. He's one of the top global thinkers, global marketplace guys on our Brain Trust. Also, very well politically connected of the Democrat persuasion, but more importantly, he's our good friend Bill Brandt. Welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. Pleasure to be here as always. When you're telling me 10 years, I thought you got time off for good behavior in the deal.
No, I'm afraid the parole board put the thumbs down on that, Bill. You're gonna have to hang around with us. We're like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Hey, Bill. There's some very interesting things. The most interesting things that I've seen in my lifetime happening in Europe right now. I mean, the Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times, just continues to give back, doesn't it?
It does. And this is going to be, I know that you and I were talking just before we got online that we're now entering the throes of the holiday season and people rightfully are turning their attention to gift giving and friends and family and kind of blotting out the news from the world. But we're at one of the most critical periods in the world economic history of recent vintage, and the outcome of it could measurably affect all of your listeners and small business around the world for years
to come. Well, it's going to. I mean, whichever way it goes, there's no question that it's going to be connected to our economic future.
There is no doubt it will be connected to your economic future. What I was alluding to, and I think, and I probably didn't say it just as well, is some of the options here are horrific options for the American economy and for us trying to climb our way back from where we were 3 or 4 years ago.
Well, exactly, because I mean we're the headwinds that we're facing are not just a U.S. centric. The headwinds that we're the challenges, the scenarios that we're looking at are going to be partially driven to some degree one way or the other, and it's going to go one way or the other with what they decide in Europe in the next few days, isn't it?
It is, and you know what people I think shouldn't lose sight of is when 2008 and 2009 happened here, they happened worldwide. The property bubble,
right,
inflations, and the rest of it really did affect Spain, Italy, Germany. The same kind of fundamentals, with slight variations, affected everybody. There were very few that were unscathed by this, and even those who crowed that they were, the harbinger, or for better banking practices and safer regulations such as Canada, have now seen, because of the impact on their trading partners, their fortunes decline as well, despite their best efforts.
Mm-hmm.
So, good policies are good policies, and they did work in Canada's case, but we are all, as you always point out to your listeners, we are all interconnected now.
Yep.
And that very interconnectedness is really frayed right now, and the dominoes are poised.
Aren't the big decisions now in Europe whether to float a euro bond type of structure to help bail out folks, or whether to stick with their original single mandate of keeping inflation down and just weathering working through this over a long period of time? Aren't those the two big decisions right now?
I think if you had to point to two alternative paths, those are the two. The disparate two alternatives. I mean, there's always the prospect of doing nothing. But the fact of the matter is, I think the one you suggest, where the European Central Bank and the European Monetary Union do nothing but trying to control inflation, I don't think that's anybody who thinks if the mission is limited to that option, it's going to work. I think that
that road brings long-term slow recessionary type economy, doesn't it?
Well, and that's just a slow-term, slow recessionary type of economy. That road likely leads to a breakup of the European Monetary Union. There are nations such as Greece and the others that cannot sustain. You know, when the European Union was put together, people often ask me, what were these folks thinking? You've got, 18 different countries with their different budgetary and political processes, one European Central Bank, but how do you control what one legislature decides to spend or not spend?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was initially, without getting very difficult about it, there was a set of parameters that all governments who joined were supposed to stay within. For example, each country was supposed to stay within 3% growth on expenditures.
And they didn't do that, and the chickens have now come home to roost. We have these issues.
Hold on to that thought,
because I want to let you talk about this some more. When we come back after these messages, folks, this is going to be a big part of your business's future, whether you know it or not, whether you believe it or not. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.